Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Saint Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be hosting this afternoon along with Brigitte. Today, we're holding a special Sunday afternoon show, and we're going to be celebrating the December 21st, 2020 winter solstice. Brigitte is going to explain a little bit more about that here in a little bit. As you all know, due to the current global circumstances, we've been guided to hold the show normally one or two Saturday nights a month, which basically has replaced the in-person monthly events we'd normally hold out at Brigitte Center in New Jersey. So going forward, as always, we invite you to please stay tuned to our email and Facebook messages. So pretty much with everything going on right now, we're just offering these shows as we're guided to. So with that in mind, if you don't receive Brigitte's monthly newsletter already, you can always go to her website, lightbridge101.com, and you can sign up for her email list. If you also want to find out more about the services she offers, such as classes, healing, and channeling sessions, normally she offers those out of her center in New Jersey, but a lot of those are also offered now remotely through the phone and through Skype and things like that. Again, you can visit her website for all the information, which is www.lightbridge101.com. And if you'd like to find out more about me, my website, www.mikesnydercc.com, you'll find samples of my music, my CD downloads, info about the private sessions that I do, and there's also many of the meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have held live at her center over the years that you can go and download some of those. In addition, if you want to hear the replay of this show or any of our past radio shows, you can always visit the website for the radio show, spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So with all that out of the way, Brigitte, we're going to turn it over to you. Can you hear me, Brigitte?
Yes, Mike, thank you very much, and greetings to everyone at this time of the winter solstice. I can't believe the year is drawing to an end, and what a year it has been. I know I mention it pretty much at every radio show, but I have to say this year kind of was mind-boggling in so many ways, so much about endings and letting go and releasing. I just had to contact a wonderful company that we've used in the past, and they are no longer in business because of the pandemic. A lot of companies had to close down, which is really sad. So it really, what we are witnessing around us is really a time of endings, and yet often with these endings also come new beginnings. Our focus, Mike and mine focus, always has been on the power of transformation. Of course, because we are working with Saint Germain, who is a master of transformation, we really couldn't get away with not focusing on transformation. And every one of you who is linked in with us throughout the years, and some of you who have been with us for many, many years, thank you so much for supporting this path of transformation that we clearly all are on every day of our life. And we've really come quite a ways. It might seem that there's still so much more to do and so much further to go, but really, take a moment. We are coming again to the end of a year, and as much as this was a tumultuous year, you're still here. You're still holding the light. You still desire to raise your consciousness to a higher level. You've not turned your back to the light. You've not turned your back to your spiritual path. That's pretty amazing. And every year we usually offer retreat weekends. We weren't able to do that. Every year we offer these kind of events like the Winter Solstice event out of our Light Center in Clinton. We couldn't do that. And yet here we still are connecting in a different way. So no matter what, we still are connecting. We still can communicate to each other. And Spirit guided us to do this event a day before, and it's kind of a cool day too. I mean, 12, 20, 20, 20, you know, you have three times the 20 in there. But there's so many of us out there offering events, a 21st event, which is so beautiful. The variety of spiritual teachers and spiritual guides, such as yourself, putting yourself out there, raising the frequency, shifting the consciousness to a vibration of love and light. This is so incredibly profound and powerful, more than ever, because it is needed. There is an underlying fear that we all fear. We feel that fear. It is a very human fear. It is the fear of the unknown. It is the fear that we might not be ready for this new beginning. It is the fear that we haven't maybe prepared enough. It is the fear that maybe our spiritual connection isn't as strong as we hoped it to be. Or maybe all of this is just make-believe. Whatever the fear, often there is an underlying fear. And those of you who say, I am not afraid, I'm going strong, hallelujah. You've done the work, you are the way showers that are leading us along. But to be very honest, no matter how much I do my spiritual work, I still feel that fear. Maybe it is part of being connected to the collective. You know, we are human, we are part of the human consciousness, we are empaths, we're feeling what everybody else is feeling. And with the winter solstice, that is really coming very strong. It is the shortest day, the longest night, so the darkness is very strong, and it forces us to look at our own darkness. We are an aspect of God, who has created the great spirit of all that is, and so we hold within us the light and the darkness, the love and the fear, the masculine and the feminine. So in these times, we have an opportunity to go deeper. Just as in the worlds of the heroes, when you read the stories of some of the Greek and Roman heroes, or even the heroes before that time, they all somehow had to journey into the underworld to then give birth to a new gift or bring back a new light, a new awareness, something new. And so 2020 certainly felt like a descent into the underworld in many ways, being forced through lockdowns to look at our fears, to look at our expectations, to look at our attachments, and to make some new choices. And underneath all of that, realizing that can't control this path of enlightenment that we are on. We can have trust and faith that we are being guided in the right direction. We can have trust and faith that when situations arise, that we are going to be able and supported to work through these situations. But we really can't control it. We can control maybe our outview, our expectations. We can maybe control how we respond to these things, but can we? Sometimes even our reactions seem to be beyond our control. And so the winter solstice is a very profound day of celebration. It is where we enter the absolute darkest day of the year to then give birth to a new light, to a new consciousness, to a new part of ourselves. That is so rich in lore. It is so rich in meaning that it has been celebrated for thousands and thousands of years, recognized of its significance, recognized that it is the promise that no matter how dark certain things might seem, or no matter how lost a cause might seem, that there is still a light at the heart of this darkness that will come through at the appropriate time. Not necessarily when we think it's going to come through, but at the appropriate time. And so through thousands of years, the light has been celebrated to give warmth, to give hope, to give us the strength and courage to step onto very new pathways. And now with the Saturn and Jupiter conjunction tomorrow, where Jupiter and Saturn really get very close, at least how it's viewed here from Earth, obviously out in space, they are not touching upon each other, but the way we see it from the Earth, it almost looks like they are touching each other. We're really feeling these dual aspects within ourselves. The part of us that represents contraction, the part of us that represents expansion, love and fear, light and darkness. And the power of this time is really around the power of love. And that's why Christianity put the birth of the Christ right into this time, because it is very much about birthing what the Christ stands for: gentleness, kindness, love, help, community. And now we are having this incredible influence in Aquarius, which is a symbol for globalization, for a different kind of truth, a different kind of connection, a way of reaching out and creating larger communities, to move from an Earth consciousness to maybe a solar consciousness or a galactic consciousness or even a universal consciousness. Some even move beyond the universe to feel what has created this universe, these divine architects. So this is a very rich and powerful time of new beginnings. Of course, will there be some kind of shaking up of things? Yes, but we have, through our choices, through our mindset, the ability to go through these changes with the support of the divine, with the support of our community, or all alone in darkness and in fear. We decide how we choose to experience the next few decades of our lives. This is truly a life-changing moment, a new beginning where ideologies of the past are going to be broken down, where more and more a new consciousness, a new awareness is given birth to. And we've seen that. We've seen that with the Me Too movement. We've seen that with so many other aspects that have come to the surface to be viewed, to be recognized as not healed yet, to bring attention to it so that we can make a difference. And so nature is reaching out to us now too. Nature is reaching out, asking us to pay attention, to recognize how much we coexist and need each other. And we will become more and more aware of the necessity to start a very new and different relationship with nature, with Earth, with Gaia. And the industry will start to reflect that too. They can't but change, because Gaia is calling for change. The hierarchy of light is calling for change. Your hearts are calling for change. We have the power to envision a future that is harmonious, that is beautiful, that is peaceful. And that's why I invite you very much to be careful with some of these theories that are out there. Now, there is no wrong reality. There's only the reality that you choose to live in. So it's very careful. Be very careful what you give your energy to, what you choose to focus on, because that is what you're giving power to come into manifestation for you. So make choices according to the power of love. Release judgment. Release anger. And see everything as an aspect of creation, of God, so it's the great spirit of all that is. And by doing so, allowing the light from within to break free and to create transformation and change for us all. We are moving into a new age. There is no way around it. How we are moving into it is up to us. Whether it's going to be earthquakes and volcanoes and tidal waves and wars, or if it's going to be harmonious and peaceful, is up to us. Up to the way we think, to the way we choose to focus on what we choose to focus on. We truly hold the power. So I really feel that this is important to contemplate on in these next days leading to the day of the first day of the new year. What is it that you want to take into the new year with you? What belief system, what kind of life do you choose to experience? And don't start with saying, well, I don't know how to get there because I don't have the funds. I don't have this. I don't have that. That's where the divine hierarchy of light, that's where your divine brethren, they can step in. They can help. They can support you. And they can guide you from here to there. All you have to do is be an open vessel and allow that light to come into you and through you, out into your surroundings, out into your world. Have trust and faith. And at this time, focus on the divine feminine, the creative side within you, because it is that creativity that allows the old structures that no longer serves us to fall and to create a structure of love, a structure of peace, a structure of harmony, where we can coexist together and can celebrate our diversity, can celebrate the different races, can celebrate the different expressions of the divine that every single one of us is. So I said a lot more than I planned to. Mike, how are you experiencing this day leading to December 21st, the winter solstice, before we are stepping into St. Germain's world of transformation?
Yeah, it's been interesting, you know, a little bit of a headache here and there, a little bit of aches and pains. So, you know, I guess it's all part of the process.
Yes, you're bringing up a great point, Mike. So a lot of us have been feeling physical elements, especially so the last few days coming up. And believe it or not, this truly is a huge reset tomorrow. And our human self is a little bit terrified about it, especially if we like have muscles that tighten, sciatic nerve. It's all about the fear of moving forward, the fear of having trust and faith that it's safe to cross the threshold to a new form of existence. So nurture yourself, be gentle with yourself, drink lots of food, drink lots of water, eat healthy food, and just take care of yourself. So I'm glad you're bringing this up, Mike. I've been feeling it too.
Yeah, I've been drinking my food. I think that's my problem.
Yes, I'm a stress eater myself. I can totally relate to that. So with that, I think, shall we start? Let's start with, you know, in Machu Picchu, and I've been there, what is very much celebrated is the summer and the winter solstice, because the sun comes in at a certain point. And in South America, you, of course, have the summer solstice at our winter solstice. So why don't we, as an opening, play this time the Machu Picchu piece, and we are going to allow yourself to open up and to just feel yourself being touched by the light within the darkness, within your own inner darkness. Feel that light, how it starts to expand and spread through your body and expands outwards until you're fully engulfed in that light by listening to the Machu Picchu piece that Mike recorded specifically for my journey to Peru and for climbing that sacred mountain in Machu Picchu. So just feel the connection, and consider also that Machu Picchu is where the sacred chakra of the earth is, and where we now in the Andes have the Kundalini energy, the divine feminine Kundalini energy of Gaia, of the earth. So connect also at this time to your creative, feminine, receptive side so that you're going to be nurtured through these next few days, weeks, months ahead. And once the music is done, St. Germain will come through and talk to you directly.
Thank you.
Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of new beginnings. You've worked so hard to get where you are today. And now that nothing is forgotten, nothing is unseen, everything has purpose, and you truly are at the right place at the right time. So allow yourself to take a moment to take a deep breath in and out. And with every out breath, just allow yourself to descend and to fall into the darkness of this time. There's a tendency for you to give darkness a label, to give darkness a label of fear, of contraction, of something you've experienced that brought up a sense of limitation, some wounds, some pain. But I just invite you for a moment to not give darkness a label, to just allow it to be the vast essence out of which something new is born, the fertile ground, the womb that gives birth to a new light. And when you allow yourself to settle in the stillness of the darkness, just like on a winter night and there's snow and you're at home and you settle down in bed, blankets covering you up, warm and cozy, and you get ready to close your eyes to rest. The darkness invites you to rest, to be at peace, to not struggle, to not work so hard, but to allow yourself the time that it takes to rejuvenate and give birth to a new light. So again, use your in-breath and out-breath, especially your out-breath, to think deeper into that womb, into the darkness, into that part of you that holds no structure, no form, nothing visible, just empty space. Some call it the void, and yet it is so much more. In this darkness, there are no stars. In this darkness, there are no sounds. In this darkness, there's just you and your consciousness, your awareness, your thoughts. And in these thoughts, in this awareness, in this consciousness, you can feel and sense an alignment to something greater than you. You can sense another consciousness. This consciousness is experienced by many in different ways. Sometimes it can trigger fear because it asks you to take a look at your life, to take the blinders off of your eyes and to look at the truth. And sometimes the truth doesn't feel that comfortable because it asked you to make a new choice. It asked you to shift your awareness level and to take new actions, actions that you were afraid to take before. But it is all good because the illusion that you need to break is that you're doing all of this alone. You're not alone. In the higher realms, there's a divine father that gives you the strength and courage to move forward. And there's also a divine mother that nurtures you, that supports you, that has your back. These aspects in the higher realm are also within you. It's in your consciousness. It's in your inner being of self. And so fear the masculine and the feminine that's in you. In harmony, in balance, as a team, working together to give birth to a new form of existence. Your new form of existence. I invite you to take another few deep breaths in and out. And we are now going to bring in the power and influence of Saturn and of Jupiter. Envision them instead of planets or forms. Envision them as consciousnesses as well that are touching now upon your consciousness. Saturn might be very familiar to you. Through disciplines, through teachings, through focus, through limitations, you've learned a lot of lessons. Well, then again, Jupiter, the consciousness of Jupiter might feel very familiar to you. Expansion, freedom, a higher truth, higher forms of teachings, wealth, abundance. But are these two aspects in balance within you? Are you allowing at times Saturn the space necessary for you to purge certain aspects of yourself that no longer serve you? And then allowing Jupiter to step in to remind you of the master teacher within yourself, allowing you to connect then, accordingly, to a master teacher outside of yourself, allowing yourself to expand to a new version of yourself that allows more of your divine essence to be infused into yourself and into every aspect of your life. It is like the in-breath and the out-breath. One cannot exist without the other. Contraction and expansion are necessary. And so it is important to feel and sense the harmony, the balance, once again, between all the dual forces within you that are working on you, that are working through you, and that are working through you on your surroundings. Everything in your life is a reflection of those forces, of your perception of those forces. And so for some of you, the darkness of the winter months feels very much like contraction. You can't go outside as much. You have to put a lot of clothes on. It is cold. It is uncomfortable for you. And yet, in these times of darkness and coldness, something is growing and gestating underneath the surface. A new seed, a new light. But it is for you to discover it. And the only way you can discover that new light is to make peace between all dual forces. It is to make peace with your own self and your surroundings so that you can cross a threshold to a very new experience of self. So now allow yourself to fall even deeper into the darkness. No sound, no form, not even the sense of the influence of Jupiter and Saturn, just emptiness. And in this emptiness and in this vastness, you can make a choice now. You can now state to yourself that you are ready for a new beginning. You're ready to give birth to a new light. And just as you make that choice, it is like sitting on the tallest mountain peak on Earth, overlooking lower mountain peaks, looking far into the horizon, seeing the beginning changes of the sky into different colors, as is a promise of a new sun rising in the east. It is a moment when it is dawn and you can sense the new light coming over the horizon. The same as you in the place you are at now. So take this moment as we are going to play Rays of Light to open your heart, to say yes to your new timeline. Not that you need to know what this new timeline looks like. Not that you need to know what this new beginning is all about. But moving in perfect alignment with your divine self and simply saying yes to your manifestation on Earth in the knowing that there is purpose, there is direction, and there will be a beautiful path opening up for you to express your divine gifts out into the world. And as you say yes, as you're willing to cross the threshold, see in front of you the sun rising, the light rising, the divine essence and form of a brilliant orb of light rising. And as that light rises, it touches you, it infuses you, it activates the light within you, strengthens you, it purifies you, it liberates you. Let this activation now take place as you say yes to your new life. And we shall do this now. And let yourself now be drawn into that light as a portal to higher consciousness. It is a doorway for you to step through and experience your divine heritage. In the next few months, there will be a lot more releasing going on. But in this releasing, you will feel this light permeating every part of your existence, guiding you along, shining like a beacon that you can follow along the way to a more liberated form of existence. You're treading a path so others can follow. So in this purity of light, let yourself be now taken to the heart of all hearts. Call it the cosmic heart. Now that it is also an aspect of your own heart, it is a place where you can experience pure divine love. No judgment, no limitations, just pure divine love. For some of you, it might appear to be an ancient temple that you enter. There's beautiful pink roses blossoming, fountains, butterflies, doves, and birds. A place of peace and beauty. A place where you can and rest and rejuvenate. But at the center of this sacred cosmic heart, there is the flame of divine love. And it is this time now more than ever that you must connect with this divine love. It is the only way that humanity can shift in a peaceful and harmonious way. It is the only way that you can ensure that it does not have to be catastrophes. It does not have to be a tumbling down of structure in a manner that it takes many, many visits. It can be a harmonious transition. If you focus on that. And love is that power that can bring about change in a way that is illuminating, in a way that is empowering, in a way that is freeing. And that is free of judgment. Being free of judgment will be the keys in the days ahead. Most of all, judgment of self. Release it over and over again. It is your greatest enemy. It is what keeps you limited. It is what keeps you small. It is what keeps you in chains and bound to the past, bound to the wounds of the past. Let go of those shackles. They no longer serve you. Everyone is where they need to be. And that doesn't mean that you have to agree with those around you. It doesn't mean that you have to necessarily celebrate other people's actions in a way that don't feel right to you. But it is truly allowing everyone to walk their own soul path, as well as allowing yourself to walk your own soul path. It is allowing everyone to make their choices for their own spiritual soul growth process, just as you allow your own self to take the necessary steps and make the necessary choices for your own spiritual soul growth process. You wouldn't want someone on the outside telling you that you're wrong, so don't do it to someone else. Just set an example as to what feels right to you, what divine love means to you. That will speak louder than any words. Actions always speak louder than words. Body divine love. And so I ask you now, as we are going to play the peace of the third ray, to step into that flame of love at this time that is often by many celebrated as the birth of the Christ. And as you step into this flame of love, to allow your heart to open up to your own Christ itself, to that gentleness, to that kindness, to that unique consciousness that allows you to look beyond the darkness into the beauty of the light, that allows you to see that everything has purpose, everything has its place, everything has meaning, and allows you to move into that trust and faith that you're being guided and directed in the most beautiful way. Let yourself fall into the loving embrace of this flame of love. Let it infuse you. Let it shift your consciousness in the spirit of this time of celebration, the celebration of the birth of a new light, the celebration of the birth of a new hope for humanity, and in celebration of a higher truth of love. Do this now. Now as you step out of the flame of love, Archangel Chamra is there to await you, giving you a torch of the flame of love for you to carry, because you are no longer a light bearer alone. You're also what we lovingly call a love bearer, carrying the torch of the flame of love into the world to assist in the merging of the dual forces, in the merging of the light and the darkness, the merging of love and fear, to assist in the sacred union that needs to take place within humanity's hearts for a new consciousness level to be achieved. And so you will now be guided to return to your physical self. But now that this torch of divine love that you're bringing back to yourself is very real, as you speak, as you touch, as you communicate, and I know touching, of course, during this time of the pandemic will be limited. But even when you touch a tree or touch an animal, now that this love gets transferred over, and nature so much needs that love too. So take the time when you go for a walk, touch a tree, to touch a leaf or to touch a bush or to touch any part of nature, and to be a bridge to transfer this divine love into your surroundings. This love then will be carried forward to those who might be walking on the same path at a later time. They then in turn will be touched by the love that is radiated back out by the tree that you've given the love to. It is a wave that you send out to many. So know that when you touch a shopping cart at the store, you infuse that love into it, and the next person using that same shopping cart will feel it. Not necessarily know what it is, but they have an opportunity to open up their heart a little bit more. So become aware of that divine love that is within you and that is working with you and through you at all times. Now, these times obviously ask for you to take care of your body. There are a lot of shifts occurring. Brigida and Mike already talked about the physical elements. Just allow yourself that time now to be in stillness, to integrate these frequencies, so that when the time of action comes, you're ready and it will be easily and effortlessly for you to spread your love and light in the world. Now, before I end this, at this very auspicious time, I want to take a moment and I want to ask you, Mike, a question, and I want you to share it with everybody on this, on who's listening or who will be listening to this radio event. When you wrote the piece of the third ray activation, this heart piece, and you allow yourself to feel the power of the music that you've created, how would you describe the love that is being transferred over to those who are listening? Allow the words to come through to assist those to who listen to understand your music better.
Well, basically what's happening is the vibration of the music is when you listen to it with the intent of allowing yourself to receive, healing, the music really amplifies that. So you can feel the divine work of spirit. You know, so it's almost as if you were going to a healing practitioner and seeing them in person and they're putting their hands on your shoulders or whatnot, doing hands-on healing or Reiki or something like that. I found that the music actually has a similar effect. So it really brings this energy through your body, and it's really the most effective when it also allows you to clear your mind, because the vibration and the beauty and the sound of the music gets so intense, usually towards the end of the pieces, that it just feels like you're cleaned out of the negativity in your body. You're cleaned out of the mind chatter. And what I found, I think that's the most important part of these music pieces more than anything, is getting you to that state of stopping all the mind chatter. Because, you know, the concept with meditation is exactly the same thing. They want you to meditate. You want to do deep breathing, and it's about clearing the mind, you know, clearing the mind. And, you know, for a lot of us, sometimes doing meditation completely quiet can't always stop the mind chatter. Sometimes you might hear noise from outside, or you might hear this or that. So, you know, the music I found is just an extra tool to using your sense of your hearing and feeling the vibrations from it to clear that mind chatter. It's just a tool in doing that. And again, I think it's especially useful, especially because not every one of us has our own personal healing practitioner or house or Reiki practitioner that say, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, we can't sleep. Hey, come over and send some energy to me, you know. So I've often myself used my own music at 2 o'clock in the morning when I can't sleep. So, you know, and it is funny. People have come to me and say, oh, you know, your music's so great, but, you know, I'm sorry to tell you, but, you know, I fall asleep a lot to it. And I always say, well, I take that as a compliment, because the whole purpose of it is relaxation, you know, and, you know, as long as you're not listening to it and falling asleep when you're driving, you know, to make sure you do it while you're, you know, home, safe at home, safe and sound. I think that's the best description that I can give of it. And I hope the pieces that we play on the show does help aid everybody in working with the things that Saint Germain is bringing through. You know, I'm hoping the music helps. It almost feels like his words get us to a certain point, and then the music kind of seals it in.
Very beautiful. And in addition, your music is a journey, which we, the members of the Hierarchy of Light, so much enjoy working with and through. You open yourself up as a channel for us, and you allow us through your music to create a journey out of the darkness into the light, out of separation into oneness, out of chaos into harmony. And that you're bringing through very beautifully as you allow yourself to be open to our guidance and directions. Thank you very much for continuing this great work, Mike. And we, the Hierarchy of Light, want you to know that this is a great avenue to reach humanity through the power of the universal language of music. Now, everybody present, everybody listening, you all have divine gifts. Trust them, allow them to unfold like a beautiful lotus flower. Don't rush it, don't force it, don't worry about what it is or what it should be. This is now a time where you are going to see much more of an unfoldment. Allow it, its natural course. We are here to support the process. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to make a plan. It is happening exactly the way it needs to happen. My love and blessings are with all of you at this beautiful time of awakening. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste.
Okay. Well, interesting enough, that piece we just played was called The Fifth Ray. And interestingly enough, before that, we played the Third Ray Heart Activation. So guess we're covering them all, Brigitte.
Yeah, I love your pieces. They've helped me so many times to deepen my meditations, deepen my connection to spirit, deepen my heart opening, my healing process. I love playing them when I work on people too. So, yeah, it's very beautiful. And
yeah, no.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, and that being said, I just want everybody to be aware that with this end, the year coming to an end, we are gearing up for the karmic board meeting again, which we will offer probably in the same kind of way as this event, probably either January 1st or January 11th. So please make sure you stay tuned as we will meet with the karmic board to seal our intent for the new year, our auric field to give us direction and purpose and dispensation and support to help us with the process.
Yeah, and Brigitte, I think all our extra time we spent today on the resolving technical issues with the show paid off. So I'm hoping that it was very smooth today. And so I'm hoping that going forward for Karmic Board, we can have another smooth show. And I'll be reaching out to a couple friends of ours for feedback. But I think we finally nailed the secret today with that extra thing you and I figured out on the Direct Connect. So,
And also, we are probably going to offer these events more in advance and not necessarily at these most busiest times in the evening. I think Blog Talk Radio is very busy at 7 and 8 o'clock at night. So maybe we can offer more in the afternoon and then you can listen to the radio show anytime you want to. I mean, it is recorded. You don't have to listen live. You can listen whenever it's convenient. And that's nice about today's show too. You can listen to it tomorrow whenever you feel like it and go through the journey again, just experiencing that heart opening and that bursting of the light in your own time at leisure.
Yeah. And we do have a few more resources I'll mention because some people that might be new to the show or our work, but on the lightbridge101.com page, we have a page called messages. You'll see that at the top. It has a Saint Germain channeled message at the bottom that was done for 11/11. It has a video on there where Brigitte was interviewed earlier this year, so you can learn more about her and how she came into channeling. There's also a message that we gave for one of the virtual Heart of Oneness Holistic Expos. We're hoping to see that back up in action once things come back to normal. There's also a Lightbridge 101 YouTube page. So you go on YouTube and look for Lightbridge 101. So far, we have our 11/11 expansion video on there with all sorts of galactic pictures, so that's a pretty good one. And then when you go to my website, MikeSnyderCC.com, I also have a section on there of all the Voice America radio shows we did a few years ago. And that's one where I love to say, pick your problem, because we did did all sorts of shows on different subjects. And if you look throughout my website there's a whole list of those you can listen to for free. So, you know, there's just a lot of resources that we try to put out there to have, especially during these darker times of the year, unprecedented times. If you need a little boost, you know, there's some stuff out there. If you need a little Saint Germain in overtime, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for bringing that up again. Thank you.
So,
well, I think we are going to bring this to a close now. What do you think? Anything else to add?
No, I just want to thank Germany for a lot of the Christmas traditions. I just read an article recently about how Germany is, you know, had so many of the traditions that they started. So,
pagans.
Yeah. So, you know, it's these little pagans. Articles that come up on your phone and next thing you know, you're spending an hour reading all about the history of Christmas. So
that's great. Yes. I also wish everybody a wonderful holiday season. And if I don't talk to you, a happy new year and, enjoy tomorrow's energy. If tomorrow is today that you're listening to this, enjoy today's energy. The winter solstice certainly packs a lot of oomph this year. So let's be ready and put our seatbelts on. And then 2021 adds up to the vibration of 5. So we can certainly expect a lot more changes to come. Vibration of 5 means change. So yay, ready. Let's do it.
Well, let's hope for positive change.
Yes, definitely. All right, everybody. Love you lots. Peace out, and hope to meet up with you again at the comic board meeting that will be online like this too. Love you all.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Goodbye.
Bye.